Dutch didn't answer when I called to him. His body temperature read 99 degrees. His respiration, heartbeat, and brainwave read zero, which looked bad, but maybe his suit was dead rather than he himself. Or so I told myself, forgetting that the temperature indicator would give no reading if it were the suit rather than the man. Anyhow, I grabbed the can opener wrench from my own belt and started to take him out of his suit while trying to watch all around me. Then I heard an all-hands call in my helmet that I never want to hear again.
Sovkipper, home, home, pick up and home. Any beacon you can hear, 6 minutes. All hands, save yourselves, pick up your mates, home on any beacon. Sovki...
I hurried. His head came off as I tried to drag him out of his suit, so I dropped him and got out of there. On a later drop, I would have had sense enough to salvage his ammo, but I was far too sluggy to think. I simply bounced away from there and tried to rendezvous with the strong point we had been heading for. It was already evacuated, and I felt lost. Lost and deserted. Then I heard recall. Not the recall it should have been, Yankee Doodle, if it had been a boat from the Valley Forge, but Sugarbush, a tune I didn't know. No matter, it was a beacon. I headed for it, using the last of my jump juice lavishly. Got aboard just as they were about to button up, and shortly thereafter was in the Vortrek, in such a state of shock that I couldn't remember my serial number. I've heard it called a strategic victory, but I was there, and I claim we took a terrible licking. 6 weeks later, and feeling about 60 years older, at Fleet Base on Sanctuary, I boarded another ground boat and reported for duty to Ship Sergeant Jalal in the Roger Young. I was wearing in my pierced left earlobe a broken skull with one bone. Al Jenkins was with me and was wearing one exactly like it. Kitten never made it out of the tube. The few surviving Wildcats were distributed elsewhere around the fleet. We had lost half our strength, about, in the collision between the Valley Forge and the Eep. That disastrous mess on the ground had run our casualties up over 80%, and the powers that be decided that it was impossible to put the outfit back together with the survivors, close it out, put the records in the archives, and wait until the scars had healed before reactivating Company K, Wildcats, with new faces but old traditions. Besides, there were a lot of empty files to fill in other outfits.